Thank you, Madam Chair. Slovenia has been contributing to the implementation of the work plan in the previous years, and if I may provide you with some more background information, this is the money which comes from the funds of the Ministry of Environment and Spatial Planning. And it is the practice in Slovenia is such that since this contribution is not based on a mandatory mechanism, but it is a voluntary contribution to the international agreement, our financial services need to have, simply need to have, a letter indicating, in line with the sustainable financial mechanism, that Slovenia is invited to contribute to the trust fund for the implementation of work plan activities. Otherwise, we cannot initiate the procedure. And even with this letter, I will be honest with you, colleagues, we need to compete with the with other international agreements, for which money also needs to be made available from the our national environmental funds. But so far so good, and I'm confident that also in the future we will be able to maintain at least the same level of financial contribution. Now, the exception, of course, was the COP that was organized in Slovenia. This was then exceptional financial contribution, but this regular ones will remain, I presume, at the level as it was until now. Now, if I may, I would also like to share with you the experience that we had. We have namely at some, I think it was 2 years ago, used development funds that are managed in Slovenia by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to support the activity under the auspices of this convention. My experience in approaching development funds is that it takes maybe more efforts than if you approach own financial services in your own house, because you need to go out of your house, you need to go to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, you need to explain, you need to write several letters, you somehow need to be aligned with the plan of how development funds in my country, in Slovenia, are being used. But it was my impression from that experience that that development funds are actually, if I may say, waiting for the suggestions to come, because there is development money available. It's just that we need to show those people that manage the funds that industrial accidents, especially with this now linkages to the sustainable development goals and SEDNAI framework, that these very easily can be introduced under the agenda of development funds. So, as I said, in practical terms, it can be a bit more time-consuming because the amount of energy it takes is a bit bigger. But then, I think that the chances to be successful in getting these funds are not that low. And then, if I may take some more of your time. Ingrid and myself, we were just discussing that we will also in the future try to be supportive with in-kind contributions. That is to say, of course, we will see whether and what kind of meetings we would like to offer. We were among ourselves discussing that this fire water retention is really a topic which is of interest to Slovenia, so we might focus our interest in the next biennium explicitly to this topic. Now, if this somehow answers the questions, then I'm pleased. If not, then please ask me more. Thank you.